In this bulletin, at the UN, the Australian government is urged to end the detention of two Tamil refugees. The federal government announces funding to help tackle the coronavirus. And the Matildas all but secure Olympics qualification. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. An Australian high school student has addressed the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva in Switzerland to urge the Australian government to end the detention of two Tamil refugees in Victoria. For more than 10 years, the two men have been held in multiple detention centres in the country and are currently in the Melbourne Immigration Transit Accommodation. Year 12 student Renuga in Pakuma demanded the federal government release and rehabilitate the refugees in accordance with international laws.
The continued detention of individuals who have been subject of persecution during the Sri Lankan genocidal war against Tamils and clearly intend to seek protection and refuge in Australia shares no spirit of brotherhood. In fact, it breaches this brotherhood and other obligations owed by Australia to the international community and the two refugees mentioned earlier.
The number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 neared 100,000 worldwide, with some 3,300 deaths and more than 80 countries now affected. The Vatican, Serbia, Slovakia, Peru and Cameroon have reported their first cases. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says countries need to prioritise containment measures.
As cases increase, we are continuing to recommend that all countries make containment their highest priority. Slowing down the epidemic saves lives and buys time for preparedness and for research and development.
Outside China, a total of 19,450 cases have been recorded around the world since the epidemic began at the end of December, including 365 deaths. The federal government estimates the public health response to the coronavirus outbreak could cost $1 billion. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government has made an agreement with states and territories to bear half the costs of tackling COVID-19 with an initial advance of $100 million. Usually the Commonwealth pays 45% of the costs of patients presenting at hospitals, while states pay the remaining 55%. Mr. Morrison says the standalone arrangement will be uncapped and demand-driven.
This arrangement, I should stress, that it relates to expenditure incurred from the 21st of January 2020. This is about dealing with the coronavirus and making sure that the states can have confidence that they're leaning forward and responding, that we're leaning forward and responding with them.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has welcomed the government's support, but says it should have come sooner.
I've been asking this since the end of January, that the Prime Minister should have convened a COAG meeting of all states and territories on the specific topic of coronavirus to ensure that our national response and our state responses are ready.
Labor has launched a petition for Australians to stand with the party against racism. It comes following reports of racism towards people of Asian appearance in the wake of the coronavirus outbreak. And ASIO's declaration that right-wing extremism is a threat capable of causing a terrorist attack in Australia. Labor's Home Affairs spokeswoman Christina Keneally says politicians in particular need to take urgent action on the rise of racial and religious intolerance in the country.
We need more unity and less division. Social cohesion doesn't build itself, and it is created when we have the community standing together, respecting and recognising one another's differences and celebrating them and supporting one another.
And to sport in women's football, Australia have all but assured themselves a qualification for the Tokyo Olympic Games. Sam Kerr led the way as Australia defeated Vietnam 5-0 in the first leg of the Women's Olympic Football Tournament playoff in Newcastle. Star striker Kerr took just 10 minutes to get the scoring underway and added a second from the penalty spot on 80 minutes. Here is how the goals were called on Fox Sports.
Carpenter at speed and Sam Kerr on the end of things. Australia with a goal 10 minutes in on the road to Tokyo 2020. Sam Kerr for number two. Oh, in off the underside of the crossbar. Would have been holding her breath for a millisecond there, but she gave the goalkeeper no chance.
And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy 28, Adelaide mostly sunny 25, Melbourne mostly cloudy 20, Hobart shower 216, Canberra similar conditions 22, Wollongong shower 222, Sydney much the same 24, Newcastle shower 225, Brisbane similar conditions 30, Cairns showers and a possible storm 32, and Darwin shower 2 and a possible storm 33. This is SBS News.